Today is Saptami, the seventh morning of this auspicious observance of Navaratri, when together as a small family we have gathered to express our devotion to Ma, that supreme Shakti that has given birth to this creation, sustains this creation, and also annihilates unto herself. The moment we think about her, try to speak about her, mind goes blank. She cannot be contained in the mind, by the mind, can't be understood by the mind. When the mind is in a state of awe, she's right there. Today is the morning of Mahasaraswati, the mother in the form of knowledge, wisdom, music, beauty. First 3 days we evoked Ma in her Mahakali form, to remove our darkness, disease, death itself. And when those difficulties that make us feel physically unwell are removed, we become aware of our true wealth, the luster, the glow, light of virtues, our ability to manifest, create, procure. And then Mahasaraswati, wisdom. Wisdom is on many levels. If we don't have wisdom, too much of Mahalakshmi can be destructive, could lead us on a wrong path. Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, mother in the form of wisdom, right? Discernment, intellect, our ability to recall, recollect, smriti from our past, mistakes, what we learn, try to remember that. These all come in the realm of Mahasaraswati. We need to engage in the world, function in the world. We need Mahasaraswati's wisdom there. And in the higher realm, when we realize our true nature, that's also the grace of Mahasaraswati. Who we truly are. And that is the purpose of any spiritual pursuit, to realize the self, realize our true self, realize our true nature. It happens only with her grace in the form of Mahasaraswati. In Devi Mahatma, even Mahasaraswati had to battle. When the battle was happening between the Suras and Asuras, Mahasaraswati, Ma appeared in the form of Mahasaraswati and battled with the Asuras in the form of ignorance. we battle within. That battle is raging within in the form of our own arrogance, our own ignorance. And the army of all these asuras, the bad habits, bad tendencies, bad memories, they're there with their relatives. Keep hiding. Mother keeps facing them every moment. In observances like Navaratri, we have this prayer in our heart that, O Mother, may you appear in all your various forms in my life so I may realize my true essence. Live a meaningful life, live a happy and healthy life together with our loved ones, and also be free from this bhavasagar, this ocean of bondage. Oh Mother, this is possible only with your grace. You are present within me in the form of my own Shakti. May I utilize that Shakti, my capability, my capacity, my ability to think, function. May I utilize this in a right direction. And oh Mother, that is only possible with your grace. May my ignorance, may my arrogance be tamed by your light, so that it does not lead me towards darkness. Indisciplined mind is always leading us, goading us towards things that make us feel good. May that not be the goal of my life, just to feel good. May I transcend that desire into feeling God, not good. O Mother, may I be in the remembrance of thy sacredness. Even when I open my eyes, may I see your presence that's enabling me to see, enabling me to taste, to touch, to smell, to hear. Indriya dvara jharokha nana taha parasura kina asthana. All these senses, the windows of the senses. Mother, may I stay in the remembrance that it is you who is the Adhishtatri Devi, the residing deity at each of these windows. May I see goodness, auspiciousness. May I hear goodness, auspiciousness. Whatever I taste, touch, smell, may I see auspiciousness and goodness. My life becomes sacred. My life becomes divine life. O Mother, this is possible only through your grace. I bow to Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. May we be in the remembrance of that sacredness. In my senses. The meditation on Mother today is the same. Opening the heart lotus, Mother sitting on the lotus clad in white, pure. Embodiment of purity, wisdom, granting us fearlessness, right hand, left hand granting us boon. Golden light. Surrounding her. In the meditations today, we meditate on the Ma, sitting in the heart lotus, and the Guru in the third eye. Guru is three Gurus. Sri Guru, the Guru who has given Eva Mantra, Param Guru, Guru's Guru, and Adi Guru, Bhagavan Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Guru of all. Any of these forms could be meditated on. Sitting on a white lotus, the center of the forehead, or just white light, pure consciousness, Shiv and Shakti. Shakti at the heart, Shiv at the third eye. Triangle, Sri Yantra, to Shasti, there were 6 points. Triangle pointing up, triangle pointing down. Today is Saptami, the dot in the middle. Sometimes while sitting still, just being aware of this yantra that your body is, meditate on the Bindu. Right at the heart. In that Bindu, once you disappear, there is no attribute, nothing to look for. Bhava titam, triguna rahitam. You just go right in, beyond everything. Merge. Thank you all very much. Have a beautiful day today. Maintaining your silence, maintaining your coming back to yourself, get deeper in your stillness with your senses, with your body, with your mind. Let the Mother emerge in her auspicious form. Thank you all.